Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hey everyone, it is Molly, your engagement ambassador with Army Wife Network. And today we're going to talk about battle buddies across the miles and how to stay in touch with those that we have come to love as family and friends in this crazy military life that we have. I'm coming to you today from my truck. I have a workplace that I work at, and it's been a crazy day, so we're going to do it from here. One of the key things I want to talk about is just, you know, we have this family that we acquire and they become some of the best friends we could ever have. And then they leave us. And it, as much as all of us have the greatest of intentions of staying in touch, it's really hard to do that. Some of us are just really good at it by nature and some of us just aren't. And it's one of those things where no one's trying to hurt anyone's feelings. It just kind of happens that way. So I'm going to give you a few things that you can do to help stay in touch across the miles, no matter if they're across the globe or if they're just across the state border, so that you can do what you want to do and help keep that relationship alive. Because sometimes calling and texting just doesn't happen. FaceTime can happen from time to time, but there's a few other ways you can do it that's just fun. One of the things that you can do, postables.com, you can go, you can put your link out there on all the interweb worlds and people can give you their address. Because let's face it, we move a lot. We have a lot of addresses. They can go in there and update it. All you have to do is give them your link. That is one way to have the information you need to make some of this work. You can write a letter, good old fashioned letter. You can get cute cards that are at the dollar bin at Target. You can get all kinds of them. Write a letter and send it the old fashioned way. I sometimes take them with me to appointments. I'll keep them with me and I can pull them out of my purse or my bag and write notes. That way I'm not just sitting there wasting time scrolling. I'm using it to do something that I've wanted to do. And I get those out and just pop them in the mailbox and let them go. You can postables, you can go in and actually write letters or cards and they'll send them for you. So it even takes out all that extra work once you get the main thing done. Cause I have been guilty of writing a letter and then leaving it on my table. One of the other things you can do is postcards. I know they're kind of not as common as they used to be, but anywhere you go or visit, just snag a few, send a cute card. I actually get one in my coffee subscription box every month. So I use that sometimes to send because it's there, it's quick, it's easy, but the sentiment is still the same that I'm thinking of them. When it comes to those who have embraced our families, my kids have more artwork than I could ever hang on walls. I would never have to wallpaper or paint, but some of those I'll send off to family or to friends just to let them know that my kids, you know, still miss them and think about them. And that way they can hang them up or do what they want with them. But it's the thought there that my kids still think of you as well, because some of those really embrace our families, depending on what stage of life you're in. When it also comes to pictures, I know you can send them through phones and all that through Facebook, social media. I don't know if you can still do this, honestly. I know you can send stuff off to have them make like pictures and postcards, but you used to be able to go to like Walmart and just plug in an SD card and it'll print off postcards. So then you could just mail those. I used to do that once a month when I was first starting off as a military spouse with kids so that everyone could get updates. I know our Walmart machine, the picture machine, is kind of like the McDonald's ice cream machine. It's always down, but I do know that there are websites you can go to do that. You can even have ones that make books for you. They'll just take everything that you've uploaded on social media and you can pick what you want and send those books off as gifts, which is kind of cool. The world does make it easy for us. I think we make it harder on ourselves. Some of the more interesting ways to do this. I had a friend who had a subscription to a jewelry box company that you could select jewelry and send it to friends. And her friend were really into jewelry. So every month she would pick the items that got sent to her friend and her friend would pick the items that got sent to her. So it was kind of like gift giving each month. And it was just really something fun that they could do. You can do that with coffee subscription boxes. You can do that. There's some She Reads Truth, I think, has a scripture one. So those are ways to do it. Though there's some money involved in that, of course, and it's all up to you what you want to do. I've had friends where we've watched the same movie and then set a date to talk about it. The Zoom meetings, you know, are all the rage these days. Just drink our coffee and talk about the movie. I've had some friends who we've each gotten the same book, read the book, and we've done this two different ways. We have either A, set a time to sit and talk about the book that we read and what we thought about it, or when we're done, we'll write a letter. What we thought about it, what surprised us, you know, the same things we talk about, and then we mail it. So then it's just something extra fun to get in the mail. And then we still end up calling and talking about the book that we read. So you can do that with books or movies. And books are pretty inexpensive these days. If you go to secondhand stores or Amazon, movies are kind of the same way. I mean, if you have the streaming services, you can do it that way as well. And then there was another way that we used to do this in high school so that passing notes wasn't, we weren't caught, but we used a composition notebook and passed it that way. And it's kind of similar to how you could do it now. You write a letter to your friend and you send the composition notebook off. They read it, reply, send it to you. You read it, reply, and then you kind of have a track of what's been happening, how you've gone through. And it's just a really cool memento that you can take with you. Those are just a few of the things that you can do. Now, I will tell you, I know there's plenty that I missed. And I know you all are some amazing humans that do creative things. So I want you to put in the comments below, what are some of the things that you have done to help keep you connected through the miles? I know some people probably meet up. I've done that with a friend. We've met up in halfway points. Sometimes if you're around the world, that isn't exactly feasible, but it can be done. But again, let us know some of the creative things that you have done to keep connected with your battle buddies across the miles. Again, this is Molly Ritterbeck, your engagement ambassador, looking out for you to get you connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.